dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the War of Ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. There are truly few people whose intelligence, whose courage, whose tenacity, and whose leadership has meant more to me personally, and I think in many ways to our country, than a man we're very privileged to have with us for a full hour. He is Dr. Zudi Jasser. You have doubtless seen him on Fox or other television programs, perhaps had a chance to see his book in your bookstore, A Battle for the Soul of Islam, An American Muslim Patriot's Fight to Save His Faith. You may have read his writings in various publications around the country, on the internet and elsewhere. Perhaps most recently you saw him leading a very inspiring and, I hope, very promising effort, a declaration of the Muslim Reform Movement earlier this month. It is my honor to call him a friend as well as a person with whom we are very privileged to consult from time to time. Welcome back, Dr. Zudi Jasser. Great to have you with us, sir.
It's good to be with you, Frank. Thanks for having me back. I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm always delighted to talk to you, but rarely more so than in the wake of this initiative that you unveiled. And we've got a lot of things that we want to talk about with you in the course of this hour, most of which will be related to this capstone issue. But why don't we start with it? Because it is much in the news, thanks to your efforts, Zudi. Talk, first of all, about what Muslim reform is, as you see it, and how this document marks a milestone.
It really does. And, you know, people who follow our work know that this has been a long time coming, but it's not something you can just do overnight, even though people have said, where have we been? But I think the first point to make is that this is a war of ideas. We have a battle against countries that are Islamist, that basically are dominated by the OIC. So our declaration is, what does victory look like? So we said, you know, listen, there's a lot of reform that may take generations, that includes modernization of interpretation of Quran and other things that'll take hundreds of scholars, that may not happen in our generation. But what can happen is the building of an army of warriors for the ideas of freedom. So how do we do that? The first step in that victory would be to make a declaration of core principles that can be used as a firewall to determine which Muslims are with us for secular governance, for human rights, and for free speech, and versus those Muslims that are against us or believe in a different worldview. So our Muslim reform movement got together, rolled up our sleeves, 15 different leaders. Actually, there are over 30 that we invited that are part of this, but we were able to get 15 together in Washington. We met for 2 days. Our American Islamic Forum for Democracy convened it, but it was co-sponsored by a number of individuals that you can see that are signatories. And we said, listen, we'll figure out the details of the strategy as we do this over the next few years. But number one is, we want to take some ownership of the concept of reform, and that we can't get to a modernization and a defeat of Islamism unless we reform the core ideas that inspire political Islam. And number two, we want to make a declaration of principles that we feel are that ideological firewall. So in the area of peace and counterterrorism, we said, listen, we condemn violent jihad. We condemn the concept of the Islamic State, not only ISIS, but all Islamic states. We condemn the concept of caliphism and the caliphate. And we then, into the areas of minority rights and free speech, we condemn blasphemy laws and apostasy laws. We said we don't believe that Muslims have a monopoly on heaven. We also condemn the concept that Ummah, which is the inspiration of the Islamic State and where the concept of the Muslim army comes from, we believe Ummah applies to the entire world community rather than simply to Muslims. These are all heretical to the leaders of our faith community, if you will. However, as goalposts, if you will, for a future reform, there are many Muslims that believe in these principles, and that's why we live in America. So we've set these goalposts, if you will, and we're trying to begin the move down the field, if you will, to get Muslims there.
Zudi, these principles that you have enunciated, where can people find them, and talk a little bit about the people who joined you in your American Islamic Foundation for Democracy in putting this program together? You mentioned 15. Just, are there any that we would recognize as visible as you have been in this space?
Yeah, we started a website. It's still in development, but it's MuslimReformMovement.org. At our website, AIFDemocracy.org, you'll see the declaration. But at MuslimReformMovement.org and at Facebook, we started a large community that already has over 6,000 members at our community Facebook page of Muslim Reform Movement. We posted the declaration at change.org, and it already has thousands of signatures. We did ask our neighbors, our non-Muslim neighbors, to help us because the platforms that we have are essential to getting our voice out and having a seat at the table. And also, it's amazing that this coalition is bipartisan. We need both the left and the right. From the support we've gotten, the local, for example, here in Arizona, the Phoenix New Times, a liberal magazine, profiled our entire rollout of what we're doing. Some of the names you may know include Ezra Nomani, a liberal journalist who was a friend of Danny Pearl and has long been outspoken on what she calls the Honor Brigade of the OIC. Raheel Raza from Toronto, Selma Siddiqui from Canada, from Ottawa, Imam Usama Hassan, who's with Quilliam Foundation, Nasser Qadr, who is had founded an organization called Muslim Democrats in Denmark and is now a parliamentarian with the parliament in Denmark. So there's just a broad spectrum. It includes some imams, some scholars and activists and intellectuals and professionals. Arif Humayun, who is a fellow with our American Islamic Forum and a businessman in Portland, Oregon. So it's a broad spectrum of courageous individuals that have put their necks out and are standing beside each other in courage and saying that, listen, these are the principles we believe in. We're ready to argue with the Islamists. We're ready to create an army of ideologues that believe that our faith needs to come into the 21st century. And we had a preamble that we agreed on. And, we understand there's a lot more details and footnotes and additions that need to come after this. But we took that declaration and marched to the mosque on Mass Avenue, which is a Saudi-owned affiliated mosque, and put it on their door, have a little video that shows them ripping it off and talking to us about the principles. We're going to mail this. Our AIFD is going to mail this to every Islamic organization in the country and ask them, are you with us or are you against us?
Dr. Zudi Jasser is our guest. As mentioned, he is the president and founder of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy. He is also a now retired lieutenant commander in the United States Navy. He served with great distinction, including on Capitol Hill in the physician's office up there. Zudi Jasser is, I believe, still, if I'm not mistaken, on the International Religious Freedom Commission. Is that right, Zudi?
Yes, yes. My term will be up in May, since it's term limited. But I've had the opportunity to go to many countries, including Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, and so many looking at the issues of religious freedom.
Yeah, well, and this is a real public service that you're rendering. I know it's mostly a thankless task, but monitoring religious freedom both internationally and really keeping an eye on what's happening here as well is something that you've devoted an enormous amount of time, taking you away, it must be said, from your practice as a nuclear physician. And this is, again, something that I think all of us who are hoping for reform within Islam are most appreciative of. So we're going to pause for just a second. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about something you alluded to there a moment ago, people saying to you, well, where have you been? And I'll remind people and talk with you about how we first met in connection with a film that helped explore where you personally have been and where others like you, including some that are with you in this reform movement, have been, because your stories provide an insight into what you are up against and really what we are as well. That and much more in our full hour of conversation with Dr. Zudi Jasser, right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.